there are millions of women in business that are crushing it. And I mean, seriously, crushing it. Some who you know and many who you've never even heard of. They're going to share how they did it so you can figure out how you can do it too. But here's the deal. It's not just about sales and selling. So I'm going to be bringing you the woo too. Get ready, get set, because it's almost go time for Women Crush Wednesday. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Jen Gluckow, your host of Women Crush Wednesday. And I am so excited because today we not only have a very special guest for Women Crush Wednesday, but also I have a special co-host today, and it's not my husband, Jeffrey. It's Mary Putnam. Mary, welcome to Women Crush Wednesday.
Hey, Jen. Thanks so much for having me.
I am so glad you're here, Mary, because our guest today, which you guys will find out about in a minute, Stephanie Wakefield, the founder of Your Tea, is actually not just special to me, but special to you because you introduced me to her.
Yeah, I did. Your Tea has been something that I have been, well, it's a tea company. I've been drinking their tea since, I believe, 2013.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
You've been loyal.
Very.
It's not like, I mean, like, It's easy to be loyal to Starbucks because they're everywhere, but you actually have to go in and order your tea, which I refer to as my tea now, even though the company's name is Your Tea. So what got you hooked on Your Tea?
Well, I started following them on Instagram, and they were promoting a tea called Tiny Tea. And the purpose is to improve your digestive health. And I have had issues over the years with my digestion, so I was very intrigued. So I tried it out, and it was amazing. So I
like life-changing kind of amazing.
Yes, life-changing amazing. So I continued to drink it, and yeah.
Cool. So yeah. So then, if you guys don't know who Mary is, you really should. She's at Mary Girl on Instagram. We'll link to her in the show notes. But Mary works here and she helps our clients buy products from us.
Yeah, I'm in sales.
I was trying to say it without the word sales, but yes, you are in sales. And you got to ring that bell this morning.
I sure did. It was fantastic.
I love it. All right, diehards, it's time to take a listen to Stephanie Wakefield, the founder of Your Tea. She's going to talk about how a bout of endometriosis motivated her to build one of the fastest growing tea businesses on the planet. Take a listen. You're 26 years old and you think to yourself, I'm going to, you know, go and found this major tea company? Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, so I was doing some other businesses at the time, and there was, whether people remember, there was a bit of a craze happening with the whole detox skinny craze thing happening, which not into, like, laxative teas, they're not cool at all, they don't work. And basically what happened was there was the market that was formed. And due to the fact that it was laxatives, and I thought, my God, that is so unsafe. At the time, I was already into TCM, Chinese medicine. And I thought, well, there's a space there for women who need to, A, you know, lose weight, and B, do it safely. So, yeah, so that's how I developed the first product, Tiny Tea Tox, to actually, yeah, fit the gap in the market that's not a laxative.
So hold up. You're saying, because we have a lot of ladies who listen to this Wednesday episode, and you're saying that if I drink this tiny detox tea, I'm just going to lose weight?
Well, yeah. Look, it's magic. No,
it sounds like the magic pill. I love it.
The thing is, our aim isn't, or it's never actually been specifically for weight loss. But what happens is when your digestive system works properly, weight loss can occur. So it's kind of like if a car engine doesn't work, it's not going to go. So the Chinese herbs essentially are able to restore the gut. You know, there's intricacies involved in that. And once the gut's working, we can experience so many more things, including weight loss or stagnation. So, yeah.
Wow. What were you doing before you founded Your Tea?
So I had a few other businesses, but I mainly modeled before that. So whilst I was at university, I did sociology and philosophy and kind of modeled my way through that to pay the bills. And then, yeah, kind of traveled and then settled down about 26. And that's when Your Tea came out.
Wow. And was it scary launching it? Did you have the idea that you'd be shipping to all over the world, or how did that form?
Yeah, it was. So it wasn't so scary launching it, but it did take off insanely quickly, which definitely didn't expect. And the reason why it took off, we launched to an Instagram launch, which was, we were lucky with that. But essentially the herbs, we never did marketing. We didn't do any sort of marketing. And it was basically word of mouth, purely from people actually getting, you know, positive feedback or results from our herbs. So we're very lucky. The herbs work well.
So when did you found it? When did it start? I'm trying to figure out when I started drinking the tea.
2013, at the end of 2013. And we launched with three blends. So the anti-C tea, which is the anti-cellulite, the tiny tea, and then the herb tea. And then about 6 months later, we launched another nine blends. And we essentially sold out of the tiny tea. Oh, goodness, it would have been at least eight times in the first year. It went bonkers. We're very lucky. It went bonkers.
I remember you selling out often. Actually.
Mary is a big Your Tea drinker.
Yes.
She's gotten us all hooked here in the office. So, so... You know, I was reading your bio and it said that you founded this after you had this experience with the modality of traditional Chinese medicine, and that you actually had quite poor health prior to that and food intolerances, and even though you thought you were incredibly healthy. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. So when I was 19, I found my Chinese doctor. He's an Aussie guy and he's this old kind of guru, and like, he'll never listen to this because I don't even think he owns a mobile phone. Like, he's super, super old school. And basically I went to him after I'd had like all the blood tests, the breath tests, the colonoscopy, everything, only for specialists to say, yeah, you've got IBS, and just keep, you know, having gluten-free, lactose-free, you know, that bullshit kind of
diet. So like
diet,
eat nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, which like, and I was just getting sicker and sicker, and I was having salads and like everything I thought, you know, raw foods and stuff like that. And I was like, why am I getting more sick? And I was exhausted. I was, you know, trying to model, and I was, looked like I was 6 months pregnant. It just didn't work. So then I found Graham, my Chinese doctor, and he was like, ah, so let me guess, they told you you've got IBS. And you know, you basically reeled off all my symptoms, and I developed endometriosis at that point too. So my periods were just insanely painful. And I said, yeah, I've been told I've got IBS and there's nothing that can be done. And he said, well, basically your digestive system is just kaput. It's ruined. It's just, it doesn't function. And he said, we just need to heal it. And I was like, all right, well, fine, let's do this. So then he basically, for a couple of weeks, I went and saw him, and I got these really intense cook-up Chinese herbs, which taste like mud, legitimate mud. It was, and some were a bit spicy. They were pretty rank. And I got acupuncture. And honestly, within the month, I had no more food intolerances. They're all gone. I think I'd lost like 4 kilos just from changing my whole diet to warm foods, not having raw foods, and switching from a million workout classes to just walking. So I made a few changes and then my health entirely changed. And I was just like, how? Like, it just, to me, everything I'd been told was reversed.
So it's like you got to eat the foods you liked. You didn't work out as much. You were having more fun in life, I'm assuming. And you're drinking these herbs and all of a sudden life is fun again.
Yeah, because all it did was just address my digestive health. And when your gut works, everything works.
How come you think so many people have no idea about gut health and the importance of it, and they try to find doctors, I'm assuming it's the same there as it is here in the U.S., where they try to find everything else wrong with you that they can put a Band-Aid medicine over, versus like actually getting to the core of the issue?
I don't know. And it drives me nuts, because I think like a lot of people tend to focus on symptoms. So for example, oh, I've got, I'm intolerant to gluten, or, oh, I've got bad skin, or, you know, I can't sleep. And so all of these, or like, I've, you know, I'm gaining weight. These are all symptoms. And so I think the Western world definitely focuses on symptoms, because we just want to fix it. Like, we just want to fix the symptom, but the symptom's not the problem. It's telling us there's a root cause. And so, like, you know, Western medicine's great for, you know, if you've got a broken arm, infections, things like that. But they'll say, true, they're not there for proactive health. It's reactive health. So I don't know. TCM is just, it has an amazing approach to actually getting to the core of how the body functions. And if it functions well, we shouldn't have symptoms.
Yeah, I love the back of your box that says ancient Chinese, let me read it into the mic. Ancient Chinese medicine teas remixed for modern health.
Yeah,
it's like, yep, this thing that's worked forever and ever and ever, we're going to give to you and maybe not taste, make it taste like mud.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
repackage it in these pretty boxes.
Exactly, exactly. And there's a part of me that, because the way that Graham, my Chinese doctor, practices, it's very purist, and it is very much, you know, you can't just have herbs, but, you know, and at the same time be super stressed or eat the wrong foods or be in a terrible relationship. He's very holistic, and I personally believe in the same approach. So, you know, that's why we try and educate a more of a holistic approach. And part of me is like, oh, we have these blends, which, you know, they really work, but, you know, I'm definitely dying to try and help people in a greater capacity understand, you know, you can be super healthy, but if you're in a bad relationship, well, your gut is going to be ruined. Like, full stop.
So many people who are entrepreneurs talk about, we actually had someone on the show a couple of weeks ago who talked about how being an entrepreneur, and salespeople have this too, can take a big toll on your health, because you're on the road a lot, or you're working just so hard all the time. And so how do you deal with the stress of being an entrepreneur and really growing your business and maintaining your gut health?
So for me, I think I've got a lot of tools. I use Chinese medicine. I use herbs to keep my gut in order. I figured out over all these years what foods work for me. I am very conscious of surrounding myself with the right people. I get cleansers. So I get energetic cleansers. I'm quite sensitive. So I've got a woman who does a few cleansers on me, and just takes around, you know, takes out some poor energy, anything I've kind of soaked up. So it's, yeah, energetic health is definitely, spiritual health for me is probably, and TCM notices that too. You can be affected by chi that's not yours. So I'm very conscious of that. And if I don't like someone, if I'm not, you know, comfortable in the situation, I'll get up and leave.
I love that. Well, you haven't left us yet, so that's a good sign. She's still here, people. She's still here.
We've got good energy.
I've been working with entrepreneurs who are seriously working their ass off, working from early in the morning till late at night, and they don't stop, and they want to make the money, and they feel like that if you don't work all the time, you're not going to create the business or the revenue that you want. You got into this entrepreneur thing because you want to create financial freedom, but you also want to create life freedom. I get it. You need to go to cashflow.com to CEO.com. I teach simple and proven strategies that work, how to create a rock solid client attraction formula that brings in quality leads, how to provide value the smart way so you can turn cold leads into paying clients faster. I help you learn what kind of value you need to give, how to price your products, how to be confident in selling your products. If this sounds like something that can help you, go to cashflowtoceo.com or click the link in the show notes. I'll see you there. Okay, you have to go into more detail because I'm dying to know, how do you remove the bad energy and restore the good? Because I need a person to do that. Where do we get that?
Her name's Jasmine. Yeah, no, actually, there's a woman who lives in Melbourne and she is, look, she's a bit of a witch doctor. She's epic. And she, yeah, look, this is why I'm not too, you know, public with anything because, yeah, this whole side of what I kind of practice and practice quietly is super important. So this woman, Jasmine, does cleanses and, look, she just does her thing. She puts her hand on your back, she burps, and you walk out of there and everything that was not yours is gone. So
I love this.
Did you know you can walk down the street and if you're an empathic, sensitive person, you can pick up the energy from the barista, you can pick up the energy from, you know, a person that's been anxious and they're going on a walk. So all of that, you know, we're human beings. So we pick that stuff up all the time. And that's why, again, I go back to TCM because TCM is all about actually making sure that certain energetic things are cleared from you via herbs and acupuncture.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. We were laughing, but we love when you said witch doctor. That's why we were laughing for the record. But we love the woo. We bring the woo on Wednesdays a lot. We even have like our own woo sound. So you can go all the woo you want. So, okay. And what would you recommend to someone who, because we have a lot of diehards who go into the sales meeting and that negative energy from their customer, it's so easy to rub off on them.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Or like, you know, the customer's complaining and obviously they're right? Because they have to be right in some way. But you're like, really? Like, are you this angry in life that you're I don't know, like people are just pissed off and it's very hard to not let that rub off on you. Or, you know, you're making cold calls and you get hung up on 30 times because people don't love receiving cold calls. And so is there a way to do that on your own or is there a practice people can put into their routine?
Because we don't have your special witch doctor.
Yeah, your witch doctor is really far away. That's like a really long flight.
She does remote healings, guys.
What? No way. Like a Zoom call?
Yeah. Wow. Do you know, if I'm staying in, because I travel a lot as well. So if I'm in a villa, you know, in Europe somewhere, it's usually where I travel, I get her to cleanse the villa before I actually stay there. So I'm not like sitting in energy that's gnarly. Yeah. She's really cool.
A lot of people have no idea what we're talking about right now. And they're like, Sage who? Sage what?
We're talking about tea a minute ago.
Yeah, exactly. So what's it been like growing your business? Because, I mean, we are able to get your tea now all the time.
Yeah. So online is, there's a lot of help out there now for online businesses. So for example, from an operations and logistics perspective, so it's easy to kind of grow into different countries. You can get warehouses in different countries. You know, we've been able to expand quite easily from that perspective. It's just the biggest, it's just trying to get enough information out on time. Because people are so hungry for information, explanation, like how many hours in the day are there to create that information to help people understand their health?
Right. And that's another question with social media. You guys are really have a strong presence on Instagram. And I have communicated with your Chinese medicine doctors multiple times on Instagram, even having one of your doctors send voice messages to me over Instagram, talking me through some of the things and explaining candida and what is going, you know, helping me understand what's going on with me and also how the tea is benefiting me. And your doctors have taken a lot of time on me. Like, I can't imagine, I can't imagine how you reach everyone, because there's no way I'm the only one asking questions and communicating with you guys in that way.
Yeah, but we've got thousands of people and we have a lot of social media platforms. But that's actually our, like, we love that part of the business because, you know, we still are firm believers in going to an individual Chinese doctor. That's your best option. But we just want to give across as much information as we can. And yeah, it's so time consuming, but that's what our business is. And if you guys don't understand, how can we expect you to learn more about your health? And, you know, we really kind of veer away from preaching any particular principles. We just try and explain, you know, in general, what could be going wrong.
So when Mary was saying that the doctors would voice memo her through Instagram, I figured, okay, you probably have, you know, a couple thousand, 20,000 followers, but you have 282,000 followers on Instagram. And I can only guess that Mary is not the only one who they're doing that with. That's insane.
Right. And your doctors have messaged me, checking up on me, like, how's it going? How's the tiny tea? How's your candida? I'm like, how do you remember
wow.
me? That it's very, in my experience, focused on the customer and the health of the tea drinkers.
So when I buy like a really cool new outfit that's more expensive than your tea, no one asks me how I like wearing it. So I'm curious, like, how do you do such a good job at following up with your customers like that? What's your secret sauce?
Well, so if we're in communication with someone, like, and that is the crux of our business. So the crux of our business is actually helping people understand TCM and understand their body. So it's just a lot of time, a lot of effort, and it's not something for us that is laborious at all. But it is something that's incredibly necessary. That's our business. And I guess it kind of comes back to how, you know, I was so sick way back when, and then I found TCM and I was like, but it's so simple. Like, why is it so simple? How do people not know about this? So for us, if we can, you know, take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, to explain a few basic concepts to people that they may or may not try, if we can help them, like, that's our job done, and they feel better. And maybe they can tell their girlfriend who's eating smoothies every day to maybe back up on the smoothies, and maybe they won't be sore every single day in their gut. So it's so simple, and we just want to actually spread how simple it is.
That's incredible. Do you feel like because you're having these deeper direct messages with customers, they're becoming even bigger advocates for you?
Yeah. Yep. And again, not, it's not our aim. Like, our aim with this company is not to like sell. Our aim is to help people. And look, we're fortunate enough that, you know, these blends do sell well. So we don't have a problem from that perspective, but our reward is customers, becoming advocates for us because it's worked for them, that we've empowered them to make a change.
Well, the best sales come when you're fully aligned and you are helping people and not even thinking about the money at the end of the day, but just thinking about how you can help. And that's how you build a really great business.
And that's why you have almost 300,000 followers on Instagram, because it is, you're focused on helping people. And that's why people like me constantly snap photos of my tea when I'm drinking it. Like, you guys need to try this, everyone.
With pride. Mary exactly. With pride. So, okay, for someone who's starting a business and now, they obviously can't start with the invention of Instagram like you did, because it's here and it's changing every day. But what do you recommend for them? What are some principles that you've discovered being so active on Instagram that they could replicate?
Well, Instagram is a tricky one. So if you're wanting to either start or utilize social media for your business, you've really got to understand your customer and how they use social media. look, gone are the days where you could launch a business on Instagram. So Instagram now or other platforms are just a way to communicate with your customers. So look, health is going to be different to fashion. Fashion is going to be different to a service. So it's just how your customer utilizes it. I think the most important thing to remember is social media is instant. People don't wait. People don't email anymore. No one calls. No one people inbox. That's their question time. Live chat. Not many people use live chat. Instagram inboxes are, for all intents and purposes, your direct means of contact for most companies these days.
Mm-hmm. That's how we got to you.
That's how I got to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very proud of that, by the way.
Now, we are, Mary, assumed that the founder of your tea was female. And would be a great guest for Woman Crush Wednesday, which is great intuition, Mary. But you
just had a feeling.
You choose to remain more so behind the scenes, and it seems like to me, from what I've seen, like more of an anonymous founder, whereas there are founders who are like the brand, you know? And so was that a conscious choice? Was that purposeful? What's the intention?
Yeah, it was. It's definitely conscious. I don't ever want to. I think the products need to speak for themselves. The brand needs to speak for themselves. I'm not a Chinese doctor myself. I've only used it for, you know, 13, 14 years. I've, for all intents and purposes, studied it myself, but I'm not a qualified practitioner. So, you know, I don't want any doubt to be in front of the company, because I just want the actual modality to speak for itself, and that comes from our Chinese doctors. I think that it is, I'm not the company, that the products are the company, the ethos is the company, and I don't think I could ever do it justice, because TCM is its own kind of beast in itself that I wouldn't want to mess with.
Very cool.
Okay, I have a question. Someone who has dealt with Candida, you wrote a coffee table book, an Italian dessert recipe book. Can you explain how this fits in with your tea and gut health? Because I really love cannolis, but they're not currently acceptable on my diet.
Yes, exactly. And that is like, it is, you know, it's a total opposite of what I preach, for sure. So that book I wrote, so I've spent the last 6 years basically living in Italy. And that book started out as a concept that I one day was like, oh yeah, I should make a cookbook with pictures. And originally it was going to be, Italian, pastas as well. And I was like, who likes looking at pastas? And so I was like, people only like looking at chocolate and sweets. So it evolved into this beautiful cookbook of, you know, delicious dessert recipes, which also I don't eat sugar, mind you, the world tends to and the world can tolerate it. And it became more of a storybook of my time along the Amalfi Coast. So it is like there's recipes in there, but it is really like an ode to my time and my experiences. It's a really, like, there's topless girls in there. There's a lot of nudity. There's lots of poetry. And there's a couple of, you know, dolce desserts in there.
Well, so it's just, it sounds delicious.
So you don't actually cook them or eat them? The recipe?
This is like a big letdown to Mary.
No. Well, it's good to know.
She had hope.
No, I mean, it's good to know. I'm Italian. And my family, they cook and bake all kinds of things. And when I eat those kinds of things, it takes like 3 or 4 days of tiny tea to recover.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, this is beautiful. I wonder if she eats this.
Were you living in Italy when you founded Tiny Tea? I mean, your tea?
That was, so 2013 was the year that I began going over. So over the last kind of 6 years, that's when I made the book in 2016. So it all kind of started at the same time. So whilst I don't eat desserts, it is, I don't know, the book just encompasses all the experiences and the beauty of the Amalfi Coast. And Yeah, look, I wish I could. It, you know what? Sugar is better in Italy. It's less. I don't know. It's more natural. It's not so. You know, America, the sugar there is like supercharged. I don't know what they put in that sugar there.
Yeah,
but it's terrible.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's like in France too. Like I can eat anything I want in France, and then I cannot do that here.
Yeah, everything's grown so differently. So, but I do look at the pictures, Mary, and think, oh, that'd be yum.
Right? I know. Yeah. It was beautiful. It made me want to go back to Italy.
So what's changed over the past 6 years in doing business online?
Oh, a lot. Online moves so damn fast. And, you know, 1 month, something has totally changed. So, look, I think the main thing that's changed is that there just are so many online businesses and it's flooded and you've got to have something different. You've got to give a shit. You've got to care about what you're doing. Even if, you know, you sell coat hangers, it doesn't have to be your passion, but you've got to really care about your business. Because there are just so many out there and people have got so much more choice now.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that is so important no matter what you do, whether you're online or offline, like you said, you got to give a shit.
Yeah, you really do. Yep. Yeah.
So
someone else.
So what's next for your tea?
Actually, a lot. There's a lot coming up. There's a few things I told Mary before that I can't repeat just yet.
Okay.
But we I know the have... insider info.
Ooh, it's not cannolis. I think it's not cannolis.
No.
Oh, it much if better. We could do some like herbal cannolis.
I'll buy it. If you come out with it, I'll buy it.
Yeah. I'll send you some. So we do have some more products coming out this year. We've got menopausal herbs coming. We've got a redo of liver cleanse coming. We've got some evil chi herbs coming, which is talking. It's about energy and kind of giving you a barrier for soaking up bad energies. That's going to be a cool chi? One.
That evil is chi. Really cool. I'm going to give that out to every person I know.
Just the ones who need it.
Everyone needs that to soak up the bad energy out of them. Everyone has a little bad energy. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. We're like cleansers, us humans.
Unless they see your witch doctor.
Oh, that's right. Jasmine, she needs to be on speed dial.
Oh, yeah.
We have cupping kits coming out. So cupping's another modality within TCM. It really helps to kind of remove phlegm and damp and get circulation going. So that's coming. And then we also have, we're actually making commercial range and it's about to launch into quite a few thousand stores. So your tea is going to have a shelf presence, which we
this
have
is
avoided
so exciting.
Today. Yeah. So there's a lot of, it's not going to be the main range. It's going to be a tweaked smaller version. So we'll still have our main range online, but your tea's about to go boom again. So it's exciting.
That's incredible. And congratulations to all your success. It's really clear that you care so much about the customer and just really want to change the health industry in general and our mindset around how to get healthier.
Thank you. Yeah. I think it's so simple and it's not a fad. It's just, I mean, something that's helped me a lot, and you don't even have to spend money on things. You can tweak your diet, you can tweak your lifestyle, even without herbs. You can become, you know, a more balanced person. So if that's all we can offer, if that's all people want, then, you know, that's perfect. They can change that way.
Cool. I love it. Where should people go to get more info?
So yourtea.com, and we have, we actually have even a French store if people would like to read in French.
Okay.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for joining. We're really grateful that you're here, and we're going to go toast with a cup of your tea. Wow. Stephanie Wakefield was amazing. Mary, thank you for introducing me to her and her tea. I have to tell you a secret. I guess all you diehards are going to hear my secret. So, you know, when it's that time of the month, some women, me included, get stomach aches and cramps and, you know, it's just not the most comfortable thing on the planet. Headaches, all that kind of good stuff. And they actually have a tea. It's called fertility tea, which I at first was like, oh, is this going to make me have babies? But no, it's not.
Not what it's
not about making babies. No tea can actually do that for you. Note to diehards out there. But they actually have a tea called fertility tea that I've tried. And it's incredible. So guys out there and females, like if you know someone, and by the way, like there's no affiliate commission here. I'm just sharing the word and spreading this because it really is like life-changing. But if you know someone who feels icky around that time of the month, this tea may be able to help them. It's called fertility tea.
It helps with reproductive health.
Oh.
So it helps with your reproductive system.
So I think one of the most fun parts, which I don't know if it got cut or not, but when was when Stephanie was talking about her witch doctor.
Oh, dear.
Well, I thought that was so freaking cool that she was willing to share that with us and willing to share just some of the things that she's done to find health and to create this business. Like, it seems like for you, Mary, it's become more than just a tea.
Yes, it's an entire relationship with Steph and her whole team. And now that we've met Steph, I now am aware when she's on stories and that sort of thing. I know when it's her because I know her voice, which is so cool. I'm like, oh, I know her when I'm listening. And
girl crush.
Definitely. So that's really cool. It's really exciting to meet the gal behind this movement. And I really do think that their success and their loyalty comes from the amount of time that they pour into their customers. It's not just about selling. They want to help people.
Yeah, so that's a really good note for you, diehard, because it, as Mary just said, it's not just about selling. And I'm going to challenge you, what are you doing this week, today, every day to really pour into your customers? I mean, they have set up at Your Tea, if you listened to the whole episode, you heard that they set up a whole system where they have doctors responding to people, talking about how their tea can help and answering real live questions in a way that like tea companies just don't do that.
Right. It's all based on traditional Chinese medicine. And Steph talks a lot about energy. She talked a lot about that in the interview and how that can really affect you and how that's where she was talking about her witch doctor. So she really believes in the energy around you, how it can affect you, your mental health, your physical health. And then when you're consuming the herbs as well, it helps with that. And it's really cool. Fascinating journey.
Well, from a business perspective, it seems like it's created more loyalty in you because, and I'm doing this from like a analytical perspective because I think it's rare that we have the customer of a product on the podcast and you are right. A customer of the product. And so if we look at what's made you so loyal and we look at what's made you continue buying their tea and ordering it from overseas for 5+ years, it seems like it's really because of the relationship that they've created with you. And some of you diehards are like, okay, this is nuts. Like, how can a tea company create a relationship with their consumers? But they have thousands, probably hundreds of consumers now.
Followers, too.
Yeah, and people writing in, and they're finding a way to support those people. And by supporting those people, it's turning into sales. And so my challenge to you, diehard, is really to figure out, like, what are you doing to pour into your potential customers, to help your potential customers, to think about from their shoes, the struggles, the issues, the things that they're going through that you might be able to help with, that you're the expert in, and that you, where you can lend your expertise. And then how are you pushing that information out to your customers in a way where they feel comfortable coming to you with some of their like deepest secrets, deepest issues, because they know that they can rely on you to help them. And that's what's created a huge part of their success.
Absolutely, because there are so many other tea companies out there that utilize the herbs, the traditional Chinese medicine and those herbs. And so if it weren't for that personal relationship that I have with them, I could have potentially tried out some of the other companies, but I was unwilling and still I'm unwilling to do that because I have that relationship with them and I trust them.
Stand out to sell out. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Mary Putnam.
And even though this is Women Crush Wednesday, I'm reminding you to go crush it every day.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.